What's up, everyone from all around the world, including Canada, USA, Long Island, plus the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm here to guide and help you about Anchor. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it. Let me break it down to you. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, add music, intros, music outros, especially distribute your podcast to streaming platforms, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get paid some money in your pocket from sponsorships. Excellent. These are the keys you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. That way, you can listen to the episodes of my show, Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York Podcast, the unfiltered comedy entertainment show about the stories mixed with entertainment news, music, real life segments, and much more. Now, where can you find, follow, and listen to the show, you ask? You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, all in one word, Off the Meat Rack Chain's New York Podcast. Alongside with my other show, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, and my primary handle, G-Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Now, the streaming platforms goes like this. We are on Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Podorama, Listen Notes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Player FM, TuneIn, Reason FM. We are on PodFriend, Podorama, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. If you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or you can check out anchor.fm to get started. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening. Let's go. Hey, good evening, everyone from all around the world, Canada, USA, areas of Long Island, the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm your man, G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka YouTuber with two shows on YouTube, aka the Greginator, aka the host with the most, aka rookie podcaster of Queens, New York. And you are now rocking with Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast, episode 58. How about that, man? We're almost in the 60s, guys. Live and direct from StreamYard and YouTube. Listen, if you miss any previous episodes whatsoever, don't worry, I got you. All you need to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel, GMoneyStacks555. Be sure to enable alerts and grab the subscribe button so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air via live stream. Be sure to leave a like and a comment with the episodes alongside with the topics. Be sure to share the videos. Be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. And also share the podcast alongside with audio streaming choices, which I will discuss at the end of the show. All right. Now, I do want to touch on something actually in regards to, hang on a second. Actually, let's start with the terrible stuff first. All right. So we do a little thing on the show called, Chatting on the Jazz right here, which every week is about the trending topics alongside with the other stories that don't get the recognition. So, with that being said, let's get started on the show. All right. I don't know where my phone is acting up right now, but listen, we'll get through this, man. I don't know why my phone is acting up right now, but hopefully, I'm not sure why, but hang on a second, guys. All right, here we go. Because I got to have my sound effects, man, ready. So, here we go, man. Now, first topic, I was going to do a mental health check-in on Simone Biles, but let's start with the terrible story first, man, regarding two sinkholes in Manhattan, New York, out of all places. Yes, I said two sinkholes in New York. You rarely hear about two sinkholes in New York. You hardly hear stories like this, but this one in particular has to do with what's happening with the New York City's aging infrastructure. So here we go. According to the New York Times, titled Two Sinkholes in a Weak Signal, Weak Spots in New York City's Aging Infrastructure. What caused the craters was unclear, but their appearance raised questions about the scope of pre-exemptive repairs that are needed. An unusual block party formed on the Upper East Side of Manhattan this week, as curious bystanders and construction workers gathered around an uncommon sight, a gaping sinkhole that had opened in the middle of East 89th Street. Out of all places, folks. This is not a joke, man. The sinkhole, which formed on Thursday, was the second such crater to appear in Manhattan this past week. Last Sunday, a sinkhole on the Upper West Side swallowed part of one car and left another car tipping precariously. Sheesh. No one was hurt in either instance, but the sinkholes drew gawkers and widespread social media chatter while underscoring the ways that New York City's vast and in many spots antiquated infrastructure sometimes fails. Sinkholes are relatively rare in the city. Yes, that's true. According to New York officials and experts in the field, but the increasing frequency of intense rainstorms has exposed weak points in the city's infrastructure. City officials said that they had not determined what caused either of the sinkholes to open, although they noted that a tree had been removed a day or two, the one on the Upper West Side on Riverside Drive at 97th Street formed. We're still doing excavation, looking to see if there were any subsurface infrastructure issues, said Vincent Sapienza, the city's Environmental Protection Commissioner. Mr. Sapienza said that sinkholes form for a number of reasons. In many cases, he said, in quote, most depressions are just soils that have shifted, and many times that is after a wet period. He added, in quote, if that is the case, it wasn't due to any infrastructure problems. Those soils just get backfilled and the streets repaired. Other cases can be more serious, he said, including when buried water pipes leak, weaken the area beneath a street because the leak cannot be detected from above ground. That's when responders do excavations of the area to try to find the leaks and correct them, he said. The number of sinkholes recorded each year in New York has been declining, Mr. Sapienza said, in part because the city has invested heavily in shoring up its underground infrastructure. He said it was hard to gauge what kind of impact the effects of climate change would have on the infrastructure. You know, I don't usually talk about climate change and stuff like that, but I don't know, man, but I'm not going to get into deep with this one. But because holes opening up suddenly in New York are an unusual sight, they tend to attract outsized attention. That was certainly the case this week. Andy Cato, age 54, was startled to see, to be exact, the sinkhole on Riverside Drive while on a morning walk with a friend. End quote. My first thought was, this doesn't happen in New York, Mr. Cadell said. You read about this happening in Florida or California, but I was very surprised to see that sort of thing in New York. Mark Levine, a city councilman who represents the area, shared images of the sinkhole on social media and said that more needed to be done to protect the city's infrastructure, not just the streets, but the subway. Heavy rains recently flooded some subway stations, with images posted on social media showing people wading through waist-high waters. He stated, in quote, I want people to understand that this is the result of neglect of infrastructure, Mr. Levine, who recently won the Democratic primary for Manhattan Borough President, said in an interview. I'm connecting it to flooding in the subway as well, which is another way that inadequate investments of infrastructure are bursting into the public consciousness. According to Terry West, professor emeritus of engineering geology at Purdue University, urban sinkholes start when sand and gravel under the pavement erodes. usually because of an underground leak. As soil breaks down, a chasm under the road grows, grows until the pavement collapses. The process usually takes years, Professor West said, but heavy storms like the ones that have hit New York City in recent weeks can accelerate the decay. There's a lot of water going down into the pavement. It might increase the rate that it gets carried away, he said. Jonathan Bowles, the executive director of Center for an Urban Future, a research institute focused on economic policy, said New York had made progress in improving its infrastructure in recent years. Repairing water mains and repaving roads, among other measures. But the current pace is not enough to overhaul what has long been in a state of disrepair, Mr. Bowles said. The rate of road resurfacing has improved, he said, but the city has fallen behind on structural repairs like maintaining and rebuilding the streets' foundations. A good amount of the core infrastructure of our streets hails from the first half of the 20th century, he said. The city is really playing catch up. It would take billions of dollars to address all of the city's infrastructure's need, Mr. Bowles said, from renovating public housing to modernizing subway signals to shoring up the streets. And those streets were not built for the heavy storms and rainfall that are occurring more often, he said. I think that extreme damages, extreme failings with our infrastructure are becoming more common, he said. It doesn't mean that there's going to be a sinkhole every month, he added, but the infrastructure has become extremely vulnerable. Wow. Wow, this is terrible. This is some terrible shit right now, man. Man, that's terrible. Anyway, let me see. We also have another flooding in particular, but this one is in Nebraska. So hang on a second, guys. Let me get this thing together. Hang on. All right. Hang on a second while I get this. Okay, now we get to go. All right, here we go. So like I said, man, we got another flooding, not just in New York, but in Nebraska. Out of all places. I'm not sure if it's in the South, but we'll read through this, man. And another, this is crazy, man, with all these floodings. It's crazy. So we have an article about Nebraska's flooding, and this takes place in Omaha, Nebraska. Massive flooding rocks city, three left neck deep in elevator. Sheesh. Shit, I'd be scared too, out of my mind, if I was stuck in the elevator. Okay. Nebraska was under a deluge of downpour over the weekend, especially in Omaha, where three people nearly drowned in an elevator that was completely full of water. Local resident Tony Liu captured the terrifying moment on his social media, showing himself, and two pals trapped in an elevator from their apartment building, where they ended up neck deep in H2O while trying to descend and get a closer look at the madness outside. Understandable that they'd want to see the wild flooding firsthand. It was quite a scene all over Omaha. It appears with water elevating rapidly in parking structures and elsewhere. Yes. So this shit says, oh, so this person on Twitter, who goes by the name of Shocks underscore double S, says, update, Omaha, Nebraska, no severe thunderstorm warnings in effect, but storms in Northwest Missouri could still produce gusty wind and small hail. Heavy rainfall and frequent lightning also possible. In Omaha, flash flood warnings remain in effect where life-threatening flooding is ongoing. Oh my gosh, that's terrible, man. I hope everybody in Nebraska is all right, though. Even though there might be, you know, potential damages and, you know, people's homes being lost. So I really hope that they have a recovery plan to get through this natural disaster of this flooding of Mother Nature. So best prayers out there to the people in Nebraska. All right. Check it out. Lou was able to record the moment that the elevator got stuck and when water started to pour in through the vents. He told local outlets the water quickly reached their stomachs, at which point he and his friends started to get freaked out. As water rose to frightening levels, nearly reaching the ceiling off the tight space, Lou and his friends hoisted themselves onto the elevator railing to get leverage and phone 911 for help, as well as other friends of theirs, including the building maintenance man. And I'm sorry that you're hearing the cars and stuff, so I can't do nothing about that. But anyway, eventually Lou's other friends from outside were able to pry the doors open from the lobby level. And Lou says he was literally swimming out as the water came rushing out. Not to make light of this, but it almost sounds like the elevator scene from The Shining freaky. Oh, wow. What a movie reference. Anyway, all three of them were fortunately uninjured in the end. Still, though, it could have easily turned into a deadly situation if not for some quick thinking and on-the-spot heroics. Okay. Wow. Want to actually get it. Hold on a minute here. As I look up the, all right. Hold on. What are twisties in gymnastics? Okay. It was right there. Here we go. And before I even go to that, let's see what else I could look up. Oh, two sinkholes. Okay. Now I know what to talk about next. Hold on. Okay. So, we got two people that's doing good deeds, man, for the Black community. First and foremost, YG. All right? Now, he has this thing called telehealth vans heading in the right direction. We could do more. Okay, so YG's been helping bring medical and mental health services to the Black community for a year now. But he's not resting on his laurels. He has bigger plans for telehealth van. The rapper, along with NFL star Todd Gurley and owner Dion Ramble, launched the virtual health consult- consultation service in 2020 amid the COVID-19 pandemic in order to provide resources to those in LA's low-income communities without health insurance or the tech needed to receive proper care. Telehealth, to be exact, van uses a fleet of 5G-enabled vans to do so and has helped more than 5,000 families connect with healthcare professionals since May 2020. But YG tells us that it's not enough. He's on a mission to take the telehealth model to people on probation or parole, and like he's done with the healthcare system in Black communities, bring actual change to the criminal justice system as well. YG says the city of LA is on board with his plan, and he's hopeful telehealth vans will be doing a lot more good for years to come. Just last week, Mayor Eric Garcetti honored the telehealth team at his home with an official congratulatory award from the city for its contributions over the past 12 months. As we've told you, YG's also been finding other ways to help people get back on their feet during tough times, literally. Wow. Give it up for YG for trying to do a good deed for the Black community in terms of, you know, mental health. Our next person has to do with Bobby Shmurda, who's also doing good deeds as well. So, all right. So, another TMZ article. Bobby Shmurda might not have any kids of his own, but still wanted to make someone's dad feel special on Father's Day, which was months ago. Rolling out the proverbial red carpet for those in his own backyard who needed it most. The New York City-based rapper, who's fresh out of prison after a long 6 years, gave back to the community Sunday, namely by helping out struggling dads from different men's shelters in his home boroughs of Brooklyn with free grub, haircuts by pro barbers, and even toys for their own kiddos. We're told Bobby made at least a couple stops on his Father's Day tour, first hitting the Wind Shelter and then moving on over to the Canberra Men's Shelter after that, while serving up hot meals from a Caribbean-inspired brunch menu, which had some sweet dishes to choose from. Some of the food available included jerk salmon, curry, chickpeas, stewed chicken, mac and cheese, scrambled eggs, mixed veggies, fried chicken wings, and even waffles. Good eating, no doubt. Between Bobby's godchildren were on hand to assist with the hot food handouts. Speaking of kids, our sources say Bobby made sure to hook up the kids who were on site as well, handing out gaming consoles, Hot Wheels sets, board games, action figures, footballs, jump ropes, princess themed costumes, and a whole Santa bag of other goodies. And yes, we know you are wondering about the obvious. We're hearing Bob's been recording of late, but there's no word on when he might be dropping anything. So this is more like a wait and see type of thing. So he's not gonna come out with music anytime soon. So that's why he is, you know, laying low for the moment. Okay. Now we can go to. All right, we're going to go to Nas's recent album, King's Disease 2. All right. So this project just recently came out. Now, according to Apple Music, right? This is what it says right here. So check this out. If the first King's Disease project was Nas reveling in the legacy he's sown over 3+ decades in the game, its sequel arriving just short of a year later is the legendary MC setting that much further into what he thinks great rap should sound like in 2021. In this case, that's another full-length project co-executive produced by celebrated Fontana, California hailing beatsmith Hit Boy, this time featuring a handful of eyebrow-raising moments like the pairing of hip-hop legends EPMD and Eminem EPMD 2, a revisitation of the Static and eventual reconciliation he shared with Tupac, and a brand new rap verse from the illustrious Miss Lauryn Hill. Nobody, not unlike its predecessor, King's Disease 2 features a small handful of guests, something Nas saw fit to acknowledge in rhyme on moments. My whole career, I steered away from features, but I figured it's perfect timing to embrace the leaders. While that first statement is a bit of revisionist history, we won't pretend that sharing airspace with the Don hasn't always been and isn't still something of an honor. One, he chosen to bestow here upon a boogie with the hoodie. Yeah, a boogie with the hoodie. YG and Hit Boy. He contextualizes this particularly well toward that same song's end, reminding us of his impact when he cites moments you can't relive, like your first time bugging from something that Nas said. Man. And of course, it includes some tracks. 15 tracks. The Pressure, Death Row East, 40 Side, EPMD, Rare, YKTV, Store Run, Moments, Nobody, No Phony Love, Brunch on Sundays, Count Me In, Composure, My Bible, Nas is Good. All right. One more Nas news before I even introduce the new segment of this show. So it was released this month of August 6th. Yes, August 6th. Chart debut number one. August 6, 2021. Highest position, number one. Most recent chart position, number four. Days on U.S. Albums Chart, 13. Man. So, okay. So he was number one. His album was number one for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He was number one for 7 days. 7 days. That's not bad, man. That's not bad. Here's an applause for this, man. And let's go out with a bang with some explosions, man, since he made it to number one for 6 or 7 days, man. And another one. All right, so, okay. So, we got The Killers, Pressure Machine, Dan Plushé, Good Things. It was up and down, up and down. So, congratulations to Nas for reaching number one for about 6 or 7 days, all right? Now, Now, I want to go over something that I didn't get a chance to go into deep with. Okay, there's a segment that I'm going to introduce to you guys. And wait for it. Wait for it. So new segment is called, hold on a second, guys, while I look for it. It has to do with I always talk about mental health on this show, how it's important to actually talk about certain things. So let's see. So we're gonna go to, yeah, man. Actually, I don't even have it here. Actually, hold on. Hold on. If I could find it. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to look for this segment. Yeah, there's a new segment I was trying to introduce to you guys. This is involving mental health. I want to actually, talk about this. Oh man. You know what though? You know what? Hold on. I mean, it's whatever. All right. Let me just say this though, man, about this new segment that I'm about to introduce to you guys. This is about oh, here it is. Here it is. So this segment is called Mental Health Check-In. And what really inspired me into making this a segment from the hashtag that I originally was inspired by a friend of mine who actually did a mental health check-in last year during the slamdemic, where everybody was, fatigued from being stuck at the crib because they couldn't go anywhere because of disease that's going on. So the first person that's going to be a part of the mental health check-in segment is Simone Biles. Yes, as you may know, she took a break from the Olympics because of mental health related stuff. And I wanted to take the time to look up this word twisties. And I have an article right here from BBC from the UK. So we're gonna get into this. All right. So, okay. Simone Biles has won a bronze medal at the Tokyo Games in an emotional return to Olympic gymnastics competition. Competing in the beam event, China's Guan Chenchen won gold with teammate Tang Xingjing taking silver. Biles, who is the most successful U.S. gymnast of all time and one of the best gymnasts in the world, had not competed since last week's team final, where she performed on the vault before saying she needed to stop to protect her mental health. Speaking to the BBC, Biles said it's too early to say what the future holds and that the medal is much sweeter than the bronze she won in the same event at last Olympic Games. Okay. Simone Biles at the Tokyo Olympics. The American won bronze on the beam at the Rio Olympics in 2016. And before the start of this year's games, there was a chance of six possible gold medals for her in Tokyo. However, during the team final, she struggled to complete the planned number of twists in her vault and spalled out of the event. She explained afterwards that she needed to take time to focus on her mental health and that she had been suffering with the twisties, which gymnasts describe as having a mental block. Okay. I had to take the time to look up what this is about, though, twisties, right? So, What are twisties, you ask? I'll guide you to what it's about. All right. Gymnasts have described the twisties as a kind of mental block. In gymnastics, it can cause a person to lose their sense of space and dimension when they are in the air. They could cause them to lose control of their body and do extra twists or flips that they hadn't planned on. The twisties can happen even if a gymnast has done the same move many times before. Biles missed four more events while taking a break before returning for the beam event on Tuesday. The return to competition was also her last chance of a medal at this Olympic Games, having won a silver in the team event despite having to stop. After completing a strong routine, Biles jumped up and down and hugged her rivals, registering a bronze winning score of 14.000. Yes. Yes, man. Like I said before, man, and this goes back to the previous person, Naomi Osaka. No, Osaka, excuse me. She chose to take a break because she needed to concentrate on her mental health as well. And it's okay to take a break, man. Like, I don't see what is the problem with somebody taking a break from a sport like the Olympics or tennis or any other particular sport whatsoever. Even if it's volleyball, baseball, football, basketball, whatever sport you're playing or whatever. Of course, self-care is very important. And I actually always talk about this, man, because I just feel like, you know, there's some people sometimes that don't really care about, you know, self-care as far as taking care of themselves or whatever. It just seems like, you know, it just kind of reminds me of how, you know, people tend to have, you know, things carried around their shoulders, like the burdens on their shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit can really, really, really fucking take a toll out of a person emotionally, especially inside of a person. It's not just about what's going on the outside, okay? I just want to let you guys know that this is not about the outside. It's about what's on the inside, and that really matters. So, you know, and yeah, and good for Simone Biles for giving herself a rest. And of course, I mentioned that AOC basically praised Simone Biles for taking a break and stuff like that. And yes, AOC, and along with everybody else, praised her and morally support her into, you know, taking care of herself. And that's okay with me, man. And that's okay in my book, man, because I had to take a 2-week hiatus myself to actually, you know, regroup. And it's okay to regroup. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is real. All right. Let's see what other topic that I want to talk about. Let me see if I missed anything. Let me see. I did come across a story, actually. Hold on. Let me take a breather on TMZ to see if there's any story that I could actually discuss on this episode. So I don't want to waste the episode going to waste. So let me just do my research on a particular story that I could talk about. Hang on, guys. Okay. Oh, right. Oh, here's a wow. Wait a minute. I do remember something actually with the whole grizzly bear incident. Oh, wow. Tisha Campbell was afraid of a grizzly bear. In the supermarket. Okay, let's get into this story. Oh man, hold on. I have to, man, because this is crazy, man. Oh man. Oh man. Wait. Oh man. Hang on a second. Let's see if TMZ has the story. Hang on a second, man. Oh no. Hold on. Oh shit. Hold on. Wait a minute, man. A grizzly bear. That's crazy. Hang on a second. Wait. Okay. Nobody believed me, blah, blah. Okay, let's go to the, ooh. Oh, man. Okay. Tisha Campbell explains why she was so chill after running into a bear at a supermarket. Hold on. I want to actually play this, man. The question that I have is this. Why the hell is a fucking bear in the fucking supermarket? At all places. Like really though, it's not like it's Yogi Bear and Boo Boo Bear eating food and stuff. Why didn't he eat the food? The calm that you see on my IG is really panic, straight panic, says Campbell. Tisha Campbell played it cool over the weekend when she casually shared with her Instagram followers a video of her bizarre bear encounter in the grocery store. I'm sorry for laughing, but I just had to talk about this shit right there. Oh man. Oh man. We say the former star Martin and my wife and kids played it cool, but that only lasted until she made it safely to her car when she absolutely. Oh my God. Oh man, I had to laugh this off, man. Oh man. All right. We say the former star of Martin and My Wife and Kids played it cool, but that only lasted until she made safety to a car when she absolutely unloaded, clearly filled with anxiety, fear, and all kinds of adrenaline. Oh man. So, let me see. But in the store where she showed footage of the bear walking casually down the aisle, Tish was cool, calm, and collected, which was probably the right move. The bear was totally chill about being in this store, so no reason to get it riled up. Waiting for permission to load the Instagram media. As she explained in a new interview with ET, there was another reason she appeared so relaxed about the whole thing in the video. So the calm that you see on my IG is really panic, straight panic, she said. But I have to always think two steps ahead. Thank God my mother taught me how to play chess.
To play chess. Wow. Oh, man. Chess. Wow. Wow. Oh, man. Hold on. I'm sorry for laughing, guys, but I needed to laugh from this one, man, because, you know, it's actually good for the mental health, man. Laughter is the best medicine. That's what I always say all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a lot of things that people go through. Of course, people go through things, whether it's difficult, whether it's traumatic, all that other stuff, man. Like, but you know what? It takes time to recover from traumatic experiences and, you know, terrible nightmares and stuff like that. But you know what, though? It may take time one another. So I'm not knocking nobody for taking the time to actually recover from their horrible experiences. So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's actually what I wanted to say here. Okay. So, hang on a second. All right, let me continue this while I look for the thing. All right. Okay. Yes. Yes, when I got into my car, I got to lay it out. That included a hilarious tirade about her close encounter with wildlife, including speculation that maybe up next for her would be a run-in with a hippopotamus. Oh man. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Listen, oh my goodness. Like, I'm sorry for laughing, but this is something that I had to do this, man, because this is crazy. This is crazy right here, man, guys. Oh man. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Let's go here, man. All right. She said in quote, I have been having some type of animal attraction these days because I just left Arizona running from a bobcat. Oh, shit. She told the outlet. Oh, shit. Then we're at my local hotel room. Coyotes surrounding my hotel room howling. And then I come home and then there's a bear in the store. Oh man. Man, listen. Okay, even so, Tisha has since realized that she was clearly not thinking straight, because even with the bear in the story, she took the time to pay for her groceries before heading out to her car. Oh, that's so dumb. I should have just dropped the cart and just ran out while he was distracted, she said, laughing at herself. I would laugh too. Shit. But I just got nervous because that looked like a baby bear to me. It didn't look like a full-grown bear. So where there's a baby, there's a mama. Yes, I would agree with that. As she said, once safely in the car,
She was stunned to find the bear in the grocery store in the first place, as she wasn't shopping in a rural or lightly populated area. I've never seen a bear in this area. It's a very urban area, she explained. There's a lot of people, a lot of houses. According to ET, the bear finally made its way out of the store and hid out under the trailer until wildlife officials were able to secure the animal and take it to Angeles National Forest.
Wow. So the baby, so it was a baby cub, actually. So I didn't even know about, I didn't know about that until I saw the TMZ. So a round of applause for the people who try to get the baby cub out to safety. All right. Let me see if there's any other alligator incident. Let's talk about that. Alligator incident. Alligator incident. Okay, let's talk about that, man. I want to actually get through this episode so I can make it over an hour or so. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let's take a look. No, that's not it though, man. That's not it though. What's today's date? Oh, nah. Shoot. Okay, hold on a minute here. Sorry about that, guys. let me see. Okay, here we go. August 8th. Okay. According to Outsider.com, alligator handler Lindsay Bull is making a full recovery after she survived an attack last weekend. The incident was caught on video via TMZ, which went viral, sharing some videos of her injuries. However, Bull said she will just be fine. And she has no hard feelings for the scaly creature. While she suffered a significant tendon damage and broken thumb and wrist, the incident could have been much worse. Bull was just doing her job. During a demonstration with the animal at the Utah facility, Scales and Tails, Bull's hand looked a little too appetizing. The alligator seized his opportunity and clamped down on the handler's arm. Whoa, hold on a second. The nearby customers are heard gasping and calling for help. One brave man, Donnie Wiseman, was standing by and can be heard screaming, "We need help here," before jumping on top of the gator's back and wrestling with it. Steve Irwin, the alligator aptly named Darth Gator. Darth Gator. Oh shit, that's fucking crazy. Hold up. Oh my gosh, man.
I can't believe the name. I can't believe the name, man. I can't believe it. attempts to do a death roll with bull's hand in its mouth. The handler remains calm the entire time. Carefully given.
I can't help it, guys. I can't help it. I'm a laughaholic, okay?
Listen. The handler remains calm the entire time, carefully giving instructions to the man about how to help. In the photos, Bull shows a badly bloody hand that is swollen. In another video, in another photo, however, she's smiling and her arm is heavily casted. Why alligators attack? Bull says she has no hard feelings for the gator.
No hard feelings for the gator? What? What?
Wait a minute. Am I hearing this right? Am I hearing this right? This guy said she has no hard feelings for the gator.
Wait a minute. Last time I checked, alligators are considered dangerous creatures, especially from water. I don't know how in the hell an alligator... Somebody help me explain this. How can an alligator have feelings? Somebody help me with that shit, man. Because I'm sorry, man, but I'm a little flabbergasted at this story right now, man. Oh shit! Oh my gosh! As a handler, she had extensive training and understands that wild animals are just that wild. There's always a bit of a risk when working with the creatures, and Bull will continue to take that risk. Moreover, Bull is incredibly grateful for the people who came to her aid when she was at the mercy of the gator's powerful jaws. She plans to meet with those customers in a show of thanks following the incident. Bull was released from the hospital Tuesday. While alligator attacks aren't super common, they do happen. It seems that Florida has not been so lucky in this area. The state saw the most alligator attacks of any state this past year. There are several reasons why alligator attacks happen when people are seemingly minding their own business. A very unfortunate cyclist learned this lesson the hard way when he lost control of his bike and ended up falling into the water near the trail. Oh, man. He was attacked by an alligator and taken for emergency medical care. I'm sorry for laughing, guys, but I can't help it, man. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. He was attacked by an alligator and taken for emergency medical care. Experts said it's likely that the alligator was just defending its nest. What nest?
Whoa. Wait a minute, man. When
in the hell did alligators have a nest? They swim in lakes and water. Like, wait a minute, man. Hold up. I'll wait.
Which is one reason they may attack a person. Oh boy. Aggressive males are also extremely dangerous to people during mating season. When traveling through areas where gators live, it's best to keep a lookout and take safety measures while doing so. Okay. There's not an outsider alive that wouldn't have saved this little fawn as she struggled to swim across the lake. Lake Superior. A little Bambi. Wow. Wait. So a little Bambi was in big trouble, says the New York Post Wednesday of the harrowing rescue over at Pitchet Rocks National Lakeshore on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The little fawn swam way too far out into Lake Superior. In the remarkable footage, we see her struggle to stay afloat as a kayak tour paddles out of her rescue. Once they reach her, they are able to bring her to a shallow beach. From here, little Bambi takes off for the safety of the woods and outsides happily ever after this little one. Their first attempt at a rescue, however, was unsuccessful. Within the group tries to guide the baby deer to a cliff off the side of Lake Superior, but her tiny hooves are no match for the slick rocks, which would have left her stranded again anyway. So it's a good thing this didn't work out, as the kayakers leaving her there would have been a death sentence. Anyways, listen, I am glad that the woman is okay, and I am glad for this hero. Let me grab his name again. Yeah, this hero, his name is Donnie Wiseman. Yo, give it up for Donnie Wiseman for saving this woman's life, man. Oh, man. Man, listen. I'm so glad I had to get a laugh out of this, though, because I wasn't sure how I was going to get through this episode, but I actually did, though, man. And, you know, like I said, man, laughter is the best medicine sometimes when you're going through a rut. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the fucking truth, man. So listen, if you like what you heard, be sure to show some love by making a charitable donation to my Cash App, which is $GMoneyStacks555. That's $GMoneyStackz555. Listen, man, it's not about breaking the bank, man. It's about what you can't afford, and whatever amount that you donate will be appreciated, all right? Let me go to the social media handles before I even go to the audio streaming platforms. So here we go. You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, which is Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast, all in one word, with the same name. And also, you can follow my other podcast show, which I recorded yesterday for YouTube, which is Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. Be sure you subscribe over there. I will talk about that in a second. And be sure you follow me on my primary gram, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. All right? So check this out. We're going to go over the streaming platforms of where you could actually listen to the show. So give me a second here. All right. So we are on. Yes, Reason. I forgot to add Reason. Hold on, guys. Yeah, Reason. Okay, here we go. All right. You can listen to Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast on these streaming choices, which is Podorama, Anchor, Spotify, Audioburst, Deezer, TuneIn Radio Plus Alexa, Play FM, Podchaser, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Breaker, Listen Notes, Podbay, Podfriend, Reason FM. And be sure to, don't forget to listen to the episodes of Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, number one app for music, radio, and podcasts. And last but not least, the YouTube. I need y'all to do y'all part by subscribing to two YouTube channels for me. First and foremost, go subscribe to Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, along with this channel, G Money Stacks 555. Be sure to enable alerts so you can be reminded of when the show goes on the air live via live stream. More video content. Be sure to grab the subscribe button. Be sure to leave a like, comment on the episodes along with the topics that was discussed. Be sure to share the videos. Be sure to download your favorite episodes. Also, make sure you tell a friend to another friend. Spread the word. And be sure to keep a lookout for upcoming episodes, previous episodes that was recorded that will be uploaded and posted to the channel's page, so you don't have to worry about missing out on any episodes whatsoever. So, listen, be sure to share the podcast alongside with your friends, all right? Now, one more thing that I want to add to before I wrap up here, though. As you may or may not know, of course, the Breakwind Sports Podcast is already starting. But I want to show y'all a channel. I want to actually tell y'all a channel where you can listen to the Breakwind Sports Podcast. Let's go here. So let me see. I don't know if there's any episodes today, but anyway, you can go subscribe to the YouTube channel Raw Zone NYC. That's where you're going to be able to watch the Breakroom Sports Podcast. I'm not sure what's going on. They're probably running late. So be sure you subscribe to Raw Zone NYC. That's RAWRRZONENYC. So be sure to subscribe over there. Be sure you subscribe over there. All right. Let me see. Yes. Now that I got that covered, I want to thank everybody for listening. And listen, like I said, man, like I had to actually get some laughs today because, you know, I always wanted to be able to, you know, share some laughs with you guys. As far as you may or may not know, in about 2 months, it's going to be the one-year podiversary of Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast that started last year in November.
Now, originally, it was supposed to start in on the week of Halloween, but because of scheduling issues and stuff like that, I figured, you know, probably dedicated a Halloween episode to that. So, you know what I'm saying? So, man, how I'm going to celebrate this? That's a good question. I'm probably going to end up keeping things so simple. I'm probably going to, you know, treat myself to some things. Who knows, man? Never say never. So I got to be proud of myself for making it this far in this podcasting world right now. I mean, we're approaching the 60s of the future episodes. So by the time we're done with 59, we're going to the 60s. So a round of applause for myself, man. Yeah. Listen, like I always say at the end of the show, you don't have to wait till every year for mental health awareness to reach out to somebody. That person may be fine on the outside, but that person might not be fine on the inside. So there is no good time to reach out to somebody. I mean, all you got to do is just, you know, follow your gut, follow your heart. And when you take a risk like that by reaching out, asking how they're doing mentally, physically, and spiritually, it just goes to show that you really care. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing I had to learn for the past couple of months being on lockdown and, you know, having anxiety. You know what I mean? And, you know, I figured I use my experience as a testimony, and it's therapeutic to actually talk about this stuff. Mental health is not a taboo subject, you guys. It's not a taboo subject. So it's okay to talk about your mental health, man. This is not one of those biased shows where, you know, idiots want to, you know, exclude certain subjects and stuff. So, you know what I mean? And I appreciate every single one of you for taking the time to listen to the episodes. We already reached over 1,000 right now on Anchor. So I have to congratulate myself and my friend who is also on the All Time Struggle podcast alongside with Crazy Too Wild. I want to shout out the guys from All Time Struggle Podcast that also reached a milestone of reaching 1,000 as well as myself. So give it up for me, G Money Stacks from Off the Meat Rack Chains New York Podcast and All Time Struggle Podcast crew for reaching 1,000 over of a milestone. And this is so fucking fire. I want to give it some air horns, man. What? Let's go out with a bang, man. Like this. And another one. Yeah. Listen, man. I have to say, it's been a real journey for me. Despite the fact that I had to do the show all by myself without you know, people co-hosting with me, I just had to make sure I was, you know, active into, you know, doing the show as the main host. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with that. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe someday, depending on their schedule, I might consider adding some co-hosts, maybe some new ones. And I didn't forget the others too. So
They're the reason why I actually, you know, made it this far. So, you know, without them, I wouldn't have created this podcast last year. So I say thank you to some friends of mine. And thank you, listeners, that's tuning in from all around the world, including Canada, USA, Long Island, five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens, for tuning in into episode 58 of Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast. And listen, man, I'm not sure what's going on with the Breakman Sports Podcast, but listen, you can follow them on the Breakman Sports Podcast on Instagram, which is the Breakman Sports Pod, alongside with Mr. Phil Williams, alongside with MF underscore Optimus, alongside with Ivy Productions, with Mighty Ivy, aka Katie. And be sure to subscribe to the other YouTube channel, Raw Zone NYC. All right. Now, if you have a dream of being a podcaster and you would like to create a show like I'm doing right now, or any other career fields whatsoever, don't let these online motherfucking flizzies stop you and tell you what you can or can't do, even if they don't fucking support you. At the end of the day, you gotta do what makes you happy, and you gotta do you, man. Because you know why? Because by the time you reach success, you're gonna eat them up. You're gonna eat them motherfuckers up like this. Listen, man. I'm G Money Stacks, and thank you all for tuning in and rocking with me. I'm glad that you're still here, and I'm glad that you had a good time with some laughs. And I'll see you next time in the next episode. And be careful out there if you're going to any performance venues. Be sure you are being considerate of others by being vaccinated. Be sure that you don't cause any harm to people. And it's all about unity and positive energy, man. And that's the take on it, though, from what I learned from watching the performances from yesterday's performances. So I will try to do some highlights of the performances, even though I'm not going to be able to go because I have to work on Fridays and Saturdays. So listen, man, I'm clocking out. I'm getting out of here. Thank you for listening. Peace and one love, and have a great night.
Listen, folks,
If you like what you heard, I need your help on a couple things. If you like to support Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast, you can show some love by following the show on Facebook and Instagram with the same name at Off the Meat Rack Chains NY podcast. OFFTHEMEATRACKCHAINZNYPODCAST. Alongside with my primary Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. And go to the YouTube channel, GMoneyStacks555. Be sure to click the subscribe button. Grab the notification bell so you can be reminded on when the show goes in the air live via live stream. More video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes that will automatically be posted after the recordings. Like, comment on the episodes with the topics, share the videos, download your favorite episodes, rate, spread the word to a friend, to other individuals. Please be sure to share the podcast with audio streaming choices to your friends. The audio streaming services includes Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbay, Podfriend, Podcast Addict, Podorama, Podchaser, Reason FM, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. I'm G Money Stacks, and thank you, listeners and watchers, for tuning into the podcast. One love.